This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been covering the rise of 3D printed guns a lot on this show. Earlier this year, Cody Wilson of the company Defense Distributed fired the first gun made of all plastic parts, or nearly. That has riled both government officials and gun control advocates. Well, today Danish company called Create It Real says it is software that helps prevent people from spitting out gun components on their 3D printers. Jonathan Zittrain is co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says this news is just the latest in an ongoing debate about downloads and ownership.
For every action, there is a reaction. And in some ways, this is just a refighting of the war over Napster and Nutella back over 10 years ago now. And this time, the authorities may have better, dare I say, ammunition than they did before.
What does this mean for this sort of continuing issue here? Gun control advocates have been pretty up in arms about this Defense Distributed and what they're doing. What does this new wrinkle tell us about how this is all playing out?
There are now a number of 3D printers out in the world, and they're getting better all the time. Right now, people will be able to start trading files, and instead of those files being copyrighted songs, they're going to be files that describe various shapes that their respective printers can print. Mm. But there are a couple differences. One is that 3D printers themselves are still from a handful of manufacturers, and those manufacturers may be nervous about the use of their printers for printing out 3D guns. So the software we're seeing emerging now is software that is styled as simply a way for a parent to prevent the child from printing out certain things.
You successfully predicted this restrictive software last year when you talked to us. So give me another prediction. How might this software be not successful, get the runaround from people who really do want to print the guns? I don't know. Push it forward for us.
The real worry, what will really awaken the sleeping giant of the authorities, may not be guns, but intellectual property infringement.
Right.
If you can literally print a better mousetrap, and that mousetrap is covered by patent, you can bet that the patent holder is going to be looking for every way to stop you from printing out the mousetrap without paying your licensing fee to them. And that's going to have to mean some form of prohibiting certain kinds of printing, not just limited to guns now, but to something like the Nike swoosh.
Perhaps a bit of a 3D printed Pandora's box. Jonathan Zittrain, co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.